From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump's former national security advisor, Michael Flynn, has pleaded guilty to lying to federal agents and has agreed to cooperate with investigators examining allegations of Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. election and collusion between Moscow and the Trump campaign. Here's VOA national correspondent Jim Malone.
As part of the plea deal, Flynn has admitted that a senior member of the Trump transition team directed him to make contact with Russian officials during the presidential transition in December of 2016. So what this means is there's more to come now. Recently we've heard the president say he really wanted to have this probe wrapped up even by the end of the year. There's no sign of that happening.
Flynn is the fourth member of the Trump 2016 presidential campaign to be charged, and he is the first former White House advisor to plead guilty in connection with the Russia investigation. President Trump is calling reports he is trying to force Secretary of State Rex Tillerson out of his post at the State Department fake news. Meeting at the White House with President Trump, reporters asked Tillerson if his job is in jeopardy.
I'm not going anywhere.
How long will you stay for?
As long as the president lets me.
Tillerson said Mr. Trump had been at odds at times, and one report indicated Tillerson referred to the president at one point as a moron. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis is expected to pressure Pakistan to end its alleged ties to militant groups when he visits the country as part of a four-nation tour that began on Friday. Mattis will also visit Egypt, Kuwait, and Jordan. Terrorism, top of his agenda. This is VOA News. German police have destroyed a suspected improvised explosive device in a small city on the outskirts of the nation's capital, Berlin. Police warn there might be other packages in the area. Incident takes a special significance in light of last year's deadly terror attack on a Christmas market in a wealthy shopping area of Berlin. The incident left 12 people dead, dozens more wounded. Arab media reporting Egypt and Russia are on the verge of signing a military cooperation agreement that would allow each side to use the other's airspace and air bases for a period of 5 years. A story now from Edward Uranian in Cairo.
Egypt's red carpet welcome for visiting Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu has set in motion a military rapprochement between Cairo and Moscow after months of hesitation and more than 45 years of hostility following former Egyptian President Anwar Sadat's expulsion of Soviet military advisors from the country in 1972. Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev signed the draft deal with Egypt, inked by Shoigu, which will allow each side to use the other's military facilities and airspace for a period of 5 years. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The wife of Princeton University student Xiwei Wang, imprisoned in Tehran on charges of spying while conducting a dissertation research in Iran, is imploring President Trump to intervene in her husband's case, saying the White House is the focus of her attention. In an interview from Beijing with VOA's Mandarin service, Hua Xu said she hopes the White House and the Trump administration will help. Wang, who was born in China, is a U.S. citizen enrolled in a doctoral program at Princeton University. A website associated with Iran's judiciary said that Wang collected a lot of classified information during the course of his academic work in Iran. He was detained in August of 2016, subsequently convicted of collaborating with foreign governments, and then sent to prison. Former U.S. President Barack Obama and Tibetan spiritual leader the Dalai Lama met in New Delhi to discuss promoting peace in the world. Mr. Obama, who is on a three-nation tour, also met with the Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi in India, where he arrived after visiting China. Former U.S. President also addressed a town hall meeting with about 280 young Indian leaders in New Delhi. From India, Mr. Obama travels to France.
That's the latest world news from VOA.